Chris Brammer, who is the music director and conductor of the Springfield Chamber Chorus, and Amy said you weren't going to be here.
And here I am.
And here you are anyway.
Wouldn't miss it.
But also with him is the business manager of Springfield Chamber Chorus, Katie Kring. And Springfield Chamber Chorus has two performances coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at two different churches in town for their winter concert. And I'm just going to open it up to you guys.
That's correct. It's one of our favorite weekends of the year every year. We love love this time of year. And, of course, Christmas choral music is some of the most fun to sing and some of the most recognizable as well. On Saturday night, we do our traditional kind of formal Christmas performance at St. Joseph's Catholic Church on Campbell. It's a wonderful evening. It always is. It feels very much like a candlelit Christmas Eve service, a lot of wonderful music. And this year, particularly, some very exciting pieces. We've opened up our repertoire a little bit, so some very traditional Christmas tunes, but also some things that you might not be used to hearing around this time of year. Romanian folk song, for example, from Transylvania, that is considered a Christmas song, as well as a Finzi piece that might not be necessarily a Christmas tune, but
Ma Luai Luai.
Right. That's the Romanian or the Transylvanian folk song. And then the Finzi, Haste On My Joys, maybe not necessarily a traditional Christmas text, but speaks to the Christmas story for sure.
Very much. And we should say that your concert series this year is called What's in a Name? And for obvious reasons, it should be obvious to most people, you are focusing on the name Emmanuel for this concert and the companion on Sunday the 8th. And that the Saturday night at 7:30 is at St. Joseph's Catholic Church, 1115 North Campbell.
And that's a free performance.
That is free and open to the public. But
absolutely.
You're asking for people to bring an article of clothing to donate?
Yeah, either article of clothing, something warm, hot hands, anything that would be of use to our homeless friends. The Springfield Chamber Chorus this year has started a new initiative, which is the Springfield Street Choir. So now sort of our sister choir to the flagship performing ensemble is this choir of 30 to 60 homeless people. And so we wanted
to sound good, too, I'll tell you that.
They're doing amazing. We're so proud of them. So we wanted this concert to sort of feed into our outreach and to let people have an opportunity to contribute things that would be of use to our homeless friends.
Will they go to any specific organization, or will you be distributing the stuff yourself?
So we will take them directly. We are the street choir is in partnership with the Connecting Grounds, which is a church at on Commercial Street that serves as a community center, food pantry, free store, things like that. And so we will take it up there, and it will get distributed to our singers.
So again, that is Saturday night, the 7th at 7:30 p.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church up on North Campbell. But I won't say you're repeating the concert. You're doing a second concert with a little bit of different music, because you also have some other choirs joining you on Sunday the 8th, and that is at 3:30 p.m. at University Heights Baptist Church.
Yeah, that's a collaboration. One of the things that we've really wanted to embrace this year is collaborating with other ensembles in this community. There's so much amazing choral music.
There is so much choral music.
And so we decided that we wanted to collaborate with other choirs, with singers in sort of different parts of their singing lives than us.
Right.
We are, you know, all grown adults for the most part, and we wanted to help sort of integrate the pathway through a choral life in Springfield.
So you're going to be working with the choirs from Reed Academy, Reed Middle School, and OTC.
That's correct. And this has kind of become a Christmas tradition for us as well. This is probably the third or fourth year in a row that we've had two concerts on this weekend, the first being a more formal event with just Springfield Chamber Chorus, and then the second being a more, I won't call it relaxed necessarily, but a more family-friendly, more kind of collaborative experience, an afternoon concert featuring a bit more traditional Christmas music, and again, featuring some of our outstanding choirs from around the community.
Now, this one you pay for. This is tickets.
This is a ticketed event. That's correct. It's a ticketed event.
Including the ticket fee that brownpapertickets.com charges. The tickets are $6.24 for students and $11.49 for adults. And again, available at brownpapertickets.com. Will there be any at the door?
Absolutely. Oh, sure. If you'd prefer not to pay the brown ticket fee, then you're welcome to purchase at the door for $5 and $10.
$5 and $10. $5 for students, $10 for adults. And you can find information about both of these performances at springfieldchamberchorus.org. And well, now that since we have Katie here and we've been talking about the street choir, what do they have coming up?
So we are doing a lot of performances within the community. So I think on Monday night we're doing a private event. And then one of the things that we're really excited about is, so we rehearse on Tuesdays, and this year Christmas Eve is on a Tuesday. So we are going to have a community carol sing on in lieu of our regular rehearsal. So that way our singers get to have their consistent rehearsal, and we get to see them. But anyone in the community who wants to just come sing with us, which we have a lot of interest in, can come at 3:30 to Connecting Grounds, and we will sing Christmas carols until we decide to stop. We're putting it a little bit earlier in the day because we know people have church services to get
Absolutely.
To and things like that. I mean, I do. And
sure.
So we will sing carols for about an hour. And then our friends will get are having dinner served by Gathering Friends, which is a great organization. And then we have a big concert coming up for Street Choir. That's going to be at the Art Museum on January 16th. That's going to be in connection with Randy Bacon's The Road I Call Home exhibit.
Yes, yes.
So we will be doing, that's going to be a big standalone concert for us. We'll be doing a number of pieces. And then And if you want the street choir to come sing at your event or your whatever, we request an honorarium to cover the fees that we pay our singers. And other than that, we will come sing for you.
Contact information for that?
You can find it at springfieldstreetchoir.org. We have a booking request form that you can fill out.
Okay. Well, once again, there will be two performances by the parent organization, Springfield Chamber Chorus. Again, both winter holiday concerts featuring the name Emmanuel as part of the What's in a Name concert series they're doing this season. Saturday, tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., St. Joseph's Catholic Church, 1115 North Campbell. And that is free and open to the public, but they do ask that you bring articles of warm clothing to donate to Springfield's homeless population. And then on Sunday afternoon, the 8th at 3:30 p.m., at University Heights Baptist Church at the southeast corner, rather, of National and Grand here in Springfield, right across from the MSU campus. They're repeating the concert with a few frills and flourishes because you're joined by two more choirs, the choir from Reed Middle School, Reed Academy, and the chorus from Ozarks Technical Community College. And tickets for that are $5 and $10, $5 for students, $10 for adults. And they'll be available at the door. If for information, again, visit springfieldchamberchorus.org or springfieldstreetchoir.org to find out more about that organization and how you can book them for your event.
You know, we were sitting out in the lobby and talking a little bit about this weekend and kind of realizing that it's an interesting year. There's only two kind of weekends in December for all of these wonderful things that are happening around town.
And tell me about it.
I think that we probably wanted to leave it just by saying that we know that we're one of just a ton of things, whether it's the symphony or the play that we just heard about or Vespers at Drury and the list can go on, things that are happening this weekend. And for us, the most important thing probably is just that you get out and support something this weekend. Go find something to support in the arts community this weekend and show up and let folks know how proud you are of our community and what we're able to offer.
That is the music director of Springfield Chamber Chorus, Chris Brammer, and we've also heard from the chorus's business manager, Katie Kring. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Randy.
Thanks so much.